Today we will be learning the 27th and final lesson of the Book of Ruth. We'll be learning Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, Psukim Tes Zayin to Chaf Beis, 16 to 22. Now that the child is born and the friends of Naomi have given her blessings, so she now continues on in Tes Zayin. Vatikach Naomi es hayeled, and Naomi takes the child. Vatishisihu vecheka. Vatishisihu, and she placed him becheka in her bosom, like in her lap, in other words, to raise him. Vatihilo, and she became to him leomenes, for a nurse. She became his nurse. She raised him in every single way. And the question is, what about Ruth? Why isn't Ruth raising the child? And the answer is, Ruth is a recent convert. She's only been a convert for maybe a year. And Naomi is a very righteous woman who knows all about life from the beginning to end. So it would be very wise that Naomi would be the one to raise the child in every possible way. And everyone realized this. And Ruth, I guess, didn't get in the way. And when people would see this, what would they say? Remember, this child has not yet been given a name. And before what they just said, they said he's going to be a great person. Yudzayim vatikrenu lo ashchenos, and the neighbors, her neighbors, called Shem, a name to the child, Lemor. And initially they said just Yulad Bain Lenomi, a child has been born to Naomi. And they just called him really Naomi's child for a long time. And the reason for that is where there was not sure what to name the child. Ruth certainly wanted to name him after Boaz, who no longer was alive. Naomi wanted to name him after Mahlon, whose soul was going into this baby. So I guess each one was deferring to the others, and therefore they just kind of had no name. They just were known as Naomi's child. But over time, some say it was 2 years. Vatikrena Shmo Oved. They called his name Oved. Oved means someone who will be a servant of God. In other words, they began to see this was going to be a very righteous child. And that's what the name he subsequently had was Oved. And who was Oved? Now we close the circuit. Hu Avi Yishai, he is the father of Yishai. When Yishai is Avi David, is the father of David, which is really one of the many reasons why we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos, because Shavuos is the day of the birthday and the death of King David. And now, and this is the messianic lineage comes from David. So we close the circle to show you that David came out of this, and therefore we read the book of Rus on this time. Now that we've shown you where David comes from through the union of Ruth from his non-Jewish roots together with Boaz, we have not really told you Boaz's lineage. So now the last five psukim just tell us the lineage, which is a royal lineage going all the way back from the son of Yehuda. And now we go through this lineage, Pasuk Yud Ches. Although Yehuda had two twin sons, Peretz and Zerach, from Tamar, the lineage, the distinguished lineage, comes from Peretz. The Ela told those Peretz, these are the generations of Peretz. Peretz holidas Chetzron. Peretz gave birth, fathered, bore Chetzron. Next, Yutes, the Chetzron holidas Ram. Chetzron fathered Ram. The Ram holidas Aminadov. And Ram fathered Aminadov. Pasuk Chaf. Aminadov holidas Nachshon. And Aminadov fathered Nachshon. V'Nachshon holidas Salma. Nachshon fathered Salma. Now his name is changed in Chaf Aleph. That same Salma, V'Salmon holidas Boaz, and Salmon fathered Boaz. Why is there a change in the name? So the Medrash says, because up to this point, the family was a very regal type of family. They were leaders. But now, as Salmon's son, Boaz, is going to be involved with Ruth, the trajectory of the lineage is elevated to an aspect of kings. And therefore, the Medrash isn't clear, but from the word Salma to the word Salmon, we see there's a difference is happening. And now Salmon will now, as the father of Boaz, for what Boaz does, will put the whole next set of the trajectory to change. And therefore, this is recognized by a change in the name of Salmon. So, because kings will come out of this, as we see in a moment. V'Salmon holidas Boaz, Salmon fathered Boaz, U'Boaz holidas Oved, and Boaz was the father of Oved. Pasuk Chavez, Ve'oved holid es Yishai, Oved fathered Yishai, Ve'yishai holid es David, and Yishai fathered David. So that we see clearly why the book of Ruth is read on Shavuos. As well, there's other reasons. Obviously, this story took place during the harvest season, and Shavuos is during the harvest season. Also, we're dealing about a story of conversion of an individual. And at Har Sinai, at Shavuos, we're dealing with the conversion of the entire Jewish people. And certainly we saw, as the Jewish people themselves were willing to accept Judaism, Nasa v'nishma, we'll do, even though we don't see how good it may be for us initially. Certainly Ruth is an example on an individual level who is willing to serve Hashem, even though things did not look very good in the beginning, until subsequently she married Boaz, when then eventually things did get better. With this, we finish the book of Ruth. Please spend a few days over Yontif reviewing all the 27 lessons. And if you are interested in a test, please let me know and I will create one and make one for you. Let's take a look at the questions. Question number one, what relationship did Naomi have with the son of Ruth? She raised the son. She was almost like a mother to him. Why? The reason is because she felt that Ruth was still too new in Judaism and would not be able to raise and rear the child in the complete Jewish spirit that would have to be done. Two, by what name was the son of Ruth known by and why? He was first known as the son of Naomi because Naomi was the one raising him. Three, by what name was the son of Ruth finally called? He was called Oved. Question four, what does it mean? It means one who will serve God in an incredible way. Five, who was the father of Yishai? That is Oved. Who was the father of David? That was Yishai. Who was the son of Peretz? That was Chetzron. Who was the son of Chetzron? That was Ram. Who was the son of Ram? That was Aminadav. Who was the son of Aminadav? That's Nachshon. Who was the son of Nachshon? Salma. Who was the son of Salma? That was Oved. Rather, that was Boaz. The son of Salma was Boaz. Who was the father of Oved? That was Boaz. Question 14. Why does the story end by listing all the descendants of Peretz? To show to us the lineage of David that comes from Yehuda. After giving the lineage that comes from Ruth, we want to know the lineage that comes from Yehuda. 15. Why is the name of Salma changed to Salmon? The Medrash says, because at this point, once Boaz undertakes the great mitzvah of marrying Ruth, so Salma the father changes the trajectory of a lineage of pedigree that produces leaders to now a lineage that produces kings. And final question, why do we read the book of Ruth on Shavuos? The four reasons are, again, number one, David HaMelech is an ancestor from this great union of Boaz and Ruth, and he was born and died on Shavuos, so we read it on Shavuos. The story took place, number two, during the harvest season, and therefore Shavuos is during the harvest season. Number three, Shavuos is the time where the Jews had a mass conversion towards Yiddishkeit, and Ruth is an example of an individual conversion. And number four, when the Jews accepted the Torah, they accepted Nasa v'Nishma to serve Hashem under all difficult circumstances. And Ruth clearly, when Naomi was trying to dissuade her, she said, I will be a Jew under all difficult circumstances as well. Yashar Koyach, everyone, for finishing the book of Ruth, and have a beautiful Shavuos.